Darren, Kerry and Sky. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I just want to test. Do you guys remember the name Felix Baumgartner?
Yes, because he jumped out. He did the from space, the Red Bull jump.
Oh, was he the Red Bull guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay,
there's a lot of Red Bull guys. What did he do specifically?
He did a skydive from outside space.
Yes, so just sounds out of our atmosphere. To what end?
What do you mean to what end?
Why did he do it?
Because
what has he achieved?
Because no Red one Bull else gives you wings.
He's the only human being to make or to break the speed of sound.
Oh, sure.
With his body. Ew. Every other person has broken the speed of sound with a craft, but he did it with his body.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's pretty amazing. However, the takeaway from this is while he was up there looking down on planet Earth, he said he did not see a fractured or a country or a world that was separated with conflict and all that. He saw a 100% united planet. And all those people were united with losers who'd also not broken the sound barrier. Felix Baumgartner! What a biscuit.
So he was trying to be sentimental over there. Like,
he was trying a little bit.
Come on,
like,
you're a bunch of losers.
Now you must see the
cracks. In Phoenix now, there's a crack. No, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we thought fake news or propaganda was a modern thing. Not even close. In the 1950s, the CIA helped fund an operation to have, wait for it, packets of extra, extra large condoms that were labeled small and medium, and then they would drop them off into the communist countries so that the citizens of the communist countries would look at what it was labeled small and medium, go, I can't even.
Wow.
It would sort of, and they would think those Yankee capitalists must be huge and virile and manly, and we can't even compete against them. However, they didn't follow through with it.
No.
Yes. I wonder what the female equivalent would be. Like, what would we do to this?
Well, you don't have the pesky testosterone issues.
I don't know what we would do.
But it was funded, though, by the way, by the CIA. Fully funded operation.
Did they actually make them?
No, they stopped it.
Yeah.
It never actually came up.
Ah. Oh, I see what you did there. It never came up.
I'm trying to be a better guy. I'm not going to laugh at that.
But it is fascinating. And then this is my favorite piece of information I found recently. In the 1980s, and no one even told me about this, by the way. This happened.
Okay,
Scotland. Right.
Yay.
In Scotland. Yay. In the 1980s.
Yeah.
They found out, and I've always suspected this, but I didn't know for sure. I've always suspected it here in our neighborhoods, but I've never been able to prove it, and so I don't know.
Mm.
But they had a problem with the ice cream vans that were illicit ice cream vans. Yes, they were selling ice cream, but they were not selling just ice cream. They were also selling stolen goods and drugs.
Ooh. Okay.
And in actual fact, the ice cream vans had a bit of a war.
Fun for moms and kids.
They were actually known as the ice cream wars because the drugs would... The drug syndicates would fight for the areas, and then the cops would be fighting. So it would literally be this sound here.
Yeah.
Followed by the sound of sirens. Woo, woo, woo. Doo, 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 doo. Woo, woo, woo.
Whoa.
And it became known as the police department that fought them became known as the Department of Serious Chimes.
Stop
no.
it.
No, you just made that up.
Go and look.
No.
Go to Scotland Yard and ask them. I'd like to find out who were the people in the Department of Serious Chimes, and they'll show you.
Oh, gosh.
It was a real department. Did it happen?
I'm obsessed.
It's day two, and I don't even know if I believe you.
I know.
It's a true story.
You promise.
Serious Chimes Squad.
That's amazing. Okay, that's okay. We just got facts.
Yay!
Darren, Kerry and Sky. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcast.